الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Hajj is where Islam proves, in practice, its opposition to any form of discrimination. Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution on May 17, 2023, during a meeting with Iranian officials in charge of organizing and conducting the Hajj pilgrimage this year. While you are thinking about your personal life, your family life, your children, your future, your career, the future of your country, and the advancement of your country, you should also be thinking about the world. This is what Islam teaches. I have written down a quote here from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which is about Hajj. Of course, the complete hadith is longer than this. This hadith is in the book Wasa'il, in the chapters on Wujub al-Hajj. Keep in mind that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, peace be upon him, said these words about the wujub, obligation of Hajj. One of the sentences of this hadith is as follows: if every community or nation only focuses on themselves, on the issues of their own country, and on the issues of their own city, if they rely on themselves and only consider themselves important, they will perish. If you do not know what is happening in the world, you will become weak. They will perish. This is the way Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said this. Your own country, the region you are in, will perish. It will be destroyed. There will also be a reduction in your nation's income.
دنیای اسلام
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You must know what is happening in the world. The hadith continues, or you will remain unaware of the world. You need to look at the world. You need to see what is going on in the world. This is why I keep repeating the subject of knowing the enemy. Know the enemy, their methods, the way they function, the extent of their progress, their weaknesses, and their strengths. What I am saying is not just directed to the country's officials, but to everyone. If country's population, both the young and old people, the scholars, students, and merchants all pay attention to global issues, they will never be deceived. We have been deceived in many places in global affairs because we did not pay attention to global issues. For example, what intention did the other party have when they entered the scene? What intention did they have when they said this and that? Why are they insisting on a certain issue?
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.